By the way, it's Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com. And let's start with Jay. Hey, Jay, great to have you on.
Hey, Alan, nice to speak with you again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm anxious to see what you think.
Well, I'm in my early 30s, and honestly, I called up thinking that I disagreed with him. And it turns out I never realized that voter ID fraud had not been proven.
Really? Oh, this is great, Jay, because this is what I'm always concerned about, is that there are people out there thinking that there's evidence for something that doesn't even exist. And you're one of those people.
Yeah, and it's weird because I pay attention to a lot of politics. It seems some of the politics, I just hear it and think, how could they say that and it wouldn't be true, or somebody's hiding something. But my compliments to Mr. Freeman. Normally, people don't change my opinion that quick.
Wow, Jay, don't go away. I'm sure he has something to tell you. Go ahead.
Jay, what's your thanks. Really appreciate you calling in and saying that. What is your what would you consider is your main news source that that sort of gave you the impression that there was this voter fraud going on at the polling place?
I'd say radio, BBC Network, and Fox.
Yeah, well, I don't think BBC is lying to you, but I do know that talk radio, right-wing talk radio, and Fox, and by the way, this has nothing to do with my politics. This is about the fact that they are simply lying to people. That, you know, Fox News is not an actual news organization. It's a political organization. But, you know, yeah, you can check these facts. You can ask North Carolina for incidents of polling place voter fraud. In fact, a nonpartisan news consortium did a study last year. They looked at every single case of election fraud or voter fraud, you know, of all types, absentee, felons voting, and so on and so forth, in all 50 states, going back to 2000, and they were able to find literally 10 cases of polling place impersonation fraud in all 50 states, 10 cases that might have been deterred by a photo ID. So yeah, there's a group of folks out there who have an interest in lying to you, in not telling you the truth about these policies.
Go ahead, Jay.
I agree. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
I agree completely with that, and that's why it surprised me just listening to you while I was waiting to speak with Alan. I feel like I'm pretty intelligent when it comes to politics, and for it to come out that it was never proven, it really kind of hurts my pride, I guess, a little bit.
Mm.
I say I'm more Republican, but you know, for my age group, I think most of us are fed up. I'd rather be somewhat independent, but there's those core things that I hold very dear to myself that makes it so I can't go to the other ones because I don't feel like they're protected.
Yeah, I know what I know what you mean, Jay. Now, I want to come back to you because I think this is a great demonstration of people. Obviously, the news has been reported. The newspapers have reported that there really hasn't been anything to this. But people who get their media, especially from Fox News and talk radio, most of talk radio, are hearing something slanted. They're not hearing anything in the right proportion as far as what is true and what is not. Things that are not true are embellished, or if they're true a little bit, they're embellished. And I'm afraid that there's a lot of people who were like you, that if they hear something on MSNBC or if they read it at BradBlog.com or the New York Times, it's the liberal media, so we can't believe that. They're lying. That's probably why you didn't listen to the other side, maybe, Jay, right?
I try to listen to both, and that's why it surprised me after listening to Mr. Freeman. I try to listen to both of them, and on some of the topics, like not to change service, like with the IRS stuff, I have no idea who's telling the truth there because I don't trust either one of them or any of the news organizations.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let's get, while you're here, Jay, let's talk about that IRS investigation. Is that one of those embellished stories like Benghazi?
It, It absolutely is. And let me just take exception with something you said, Alan.
Okay.
This is not about slanting the news one way or another. You know, if you watch MSNBC, yes, they obviously they slant towards Democrats, and they try to put them in a positive light most of the time. But they don't lie to you.
Right.
Fox News lies to you. Fox News, for example, since you brought up the IRS, will tell you that Barack Obama was targeting Republicans, was targeting conservative groups with the IRS. That is simply not true. And you don't have to believe Fox News, and you don't have to believe MSNBC. You can go read the actual documents, as I did when this story first broke. And what we found out was that the Republicans had asked the Inspector General to look to see whether the IRS was targeting conservative groups. And the answer came back, yes, they were targeting conservative groups because they have to under the nonprofit laws, the IRS tax code. But what they didn't tell you that only came out later was they were also targeting progressive groups. They were targeting, appropriately, any group that was political-based that was using the nonprofit tax code, the so-called social welfare organizations, to avoid taxes but to run politics. And no conservative group ever lost its tax-exempt privileges, but guess what? Progressive groups lost their tax-exempt privileges under the Obama administration. So, yes, that's a lie. There is no evidence that there was some sort of political jihad against right-wingers, conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call them. And yet, that's the nonsense you will hear on Fox News. And if you bother to look at the evidence, you will see that it simply does not exist.
It's great to have you here. Brad Friedman is with us, investigative journalist, blogger, broadcaster. He is from bradblog.com, bradblog.com. We're talking a little bit about voter ID laws here in North Carolina, how they're being challenged. But you wanted to say something about that last caller, Brad. Good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. That caller, Jay, you know, I just wanted to say to him, because he, you know, sort of said he felt bad. He felt like he had been, as I heard it, sort of taken advantage of by these folks on the right who have been lying to him, in this case, about, you know, voter fraud for years. You shouldn't feel bad, Jay. The fact of the matter is, and nobody else should either, the fact of the matter is what Fox News is doing, it's run by Roger Ailes. It was, you know, the former communications director for Richard Nixon, who had long talked about creating a Republican news network. Fox News is the most effective and sophisticated propaganda outfit perhaps in the history certainly of the nation, but perhaps in the history of the world. I mean, they are really, really good at what they do. They make it fun to watch. They make, you know, it makes people, you know, outraged when they hear stuff. It sounds and looks a lot like news, but it is not. It is propaganda. It is meant to manipulate people like Jay. You should be mad about it, but you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be beating up yourself about it, because that's exactly what that organization is meant to do. It's propaganda, and it's meant to manipulate people. So mission accomplished there, and you know, congrats to Jay for, you know, being willing to say, yeah,
that's right,
I was had.